Mikaradin, since you could win with the chazak, you should win with the chazak alone. So since you said you had a shtar already, so therefore Rabbi says, okay, let's be revived the shtar. Omulas, he said back to Mishnah, Ano nami mi osa levar kamina. That I say that if somebody says I paid you back in front of two edim, that I say he has to be mevayir, he has to explain himself. Not the pshat of mi'ikar adin, if he doesn't bring the two edim, then lemaisa he won't be believed. It could be believed anyway. Lemaisa, since he says he paid back, and the law is that if you lend somebody money be'edim, is ain't sorg lefroy be'edim. So now that you say you paid back, we would believe you. We're only saying though there's such an inyan that since you said extra words and you said that you did it in front of so and so, in front of two edim, we tell you go and be mevayir, go and explain, go show us those two edim. So you have to be mevayir the shtar. And if the shtar is not mekuyim, you'll have to go and be mekayim the shtar. Enough, right? If you wouldn't have mentioned the word shtar, then chazak alone would be enough. That's called sarach levari kamitlagi. Now that you said extra words, and you said you have a shtar, that's the machlokes. The Yeshiva Gamliel Savar, that you don't have to be mevai devarav. You don't have to use the shtar, you could only use the chazaka. And Rebbe says, no, you have to be mevai devarav. That's what he says. There's such a case where the guy says, I have Shnei Chazak, I lived there 3 years, and I have Edim, and I also have a Shtar. And now the question is, he can't be Mavai if the Shtar is kosher or not. So Rebbe says, you don't get it. You have to be Mavai the Shtar. And Shimon Gamliel says, no, since Birur, you said extra words, you didn't have to say it. But the Maisi have a chazaka, therefore we owe chazaka alone is enough. That's what he said. I'm going to give Rav Lachar, Rav Shiva, Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'yach Rebbe lo yomu elo levayir. Om le'ano nami levayir kamino.
Like we already explained before, Re'nechlami yos only meant levayir, and it's only lechetchilu should be levayir, so even though Mikra didn't like a Shimon Gamliel, it's only lechetchilu that you're supposed to be levayir.
Misha pora miksas chayvay. Somebody that paid up miksas chayvay. I have a shtar saying you owe me $1,000, and the loiva now only paid up for $500. So what do we do now with the shtar? He has a shtar of $1,000. So what do we do? So if you do in yachlef, Yehuda says you have to change around the shtar. Yachlef Rashbam says yikroi say a shtar v'yichtov l'shtaracha. Rip up this shtar and write up a new shtar. It's like I owe you now I owe you $500. So write up a new shtar. Rabbi Yossi says, Yichtav Shoivano, don't have to write up a new shtar, just write a receipt. Let the Malva still hold on to a shtar that you owe him $1,000, and the answer is to write up a receipt, that's all. Give the Leiva a receipt that he paid up $500. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, no, I don't like that answer. Nimtza zeh tzorach liya shoyme shoyve minak vorem. You're making it very hard for the leiva. Because if you're going to let the malva keep his shtar of $1,000, so now he has a shtar saying you owe me $1,000. The only way the leiva will prove it that he paid up $500, if he keeps that receipt. What's going to be if he loses his receipt? He's a lost man, tough man. The malva will take out the $1,000 shtar and collect $1,000. So that's what Yehuda doesn't like to say, sir. That's what Yehuda says, I'm Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yossi, you're making the labor a hard life. He's going to have to watch his receipt from the mice. And that's not so easy. Rav Yossi says back, it's still better this way. And don't make it hard for the other one. Rav Yossi says, but let's look at the malva. He's better off this way. She aloiva bedaigos shima shoyroi, v'loi ha-malva, and not the malva should lose out. The eved loiva liyish malva, because the loiva owes to the malva. The loiva is like an eved to the malva, the pasuk says, like the Gemara says. Therefore, v'loyira koichoi shomalva lahachlev shtoroi. It's no good to change around the shtar. And we'll see in the Gemara, because the Yom Rav Yehuda, they sheyochot l'pareye. It's no good to change around the shtar. If Yossi says, if we're going to give the malva a new shtar, it's not so good. Let the Malva stay with his original star. He has a star, you owe him $1,000, it was a good star. Let him keep that star. Ah, you paid back now $500. So Rabbi Yossi holds, let the loiva, it's tough for him, he'll have to hold on to that shaver. If it loses the shaver, tough, but we don't take away from the Malva. The Malva did him a favor by lending him the money, he has a right to keep his star. We don't change around the star. That's the Smachloikis Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. This the Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna Amar Rav, Yishno Ein Halacha, we do not paskin like Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yosi, we do not paskin like either one of them. Ela rather, Bezdin Mekaren Ashtar. Bezdin goes and rips up the Shtar. Yishno, we rip up the Shtar. The Koisven Loi Shtar Achar Mizman Rishon. And Bezdin writes over a new Shtar from the first time. So Lechura, why isn't this like Rav Yehuda? That Rav Yehuda also said Yachla. Rav Yehuda said also we rip up the shtar. So why is it different? So Rashi like this. Ein alocha like Rav Yehuda. Shema Yachla. Ki afilu lichtav loy mizman rishnei de edim v'loy bezdin. Kenefarash v'yozah. That's what it means. Rav Yehuda says Yachla change it around means you do not have to go to bezdin. It's enough just in front of Tuedim, let Tuedim themselves write up a new shtar. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds in the Mishnah. On this, the Gemara says, no, we don't pass like that. Rav Huna Amar Rav says, we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not enough just for Edim to rewrite the shtar. To Layalima Edim Lekroya Shtar Lahachlip. Because we old Edim are not strong enough to rip up the shtar and make up a new shtar and make a koyach to be goyvim Mizman Rishon. Therefore, we do not pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And secondly, like Rabbi Yossi, we do not pass like Rabbi Yossi either. The Yom that he says, Kaisvin Shaver, that we just give a receipt back to the Leiva, Vitzorach Lishmar Shaver Minakvarim. And then, what's not good about that is that the Leiva has a tough time watching that receipt, because if he's going to ever lose the receipt, then the Marvel will come and collect Mamash $1,000. Therefore, we do not pass like either one of them. Rather, what do we say? Rather, like he says, Ela, rather, Bezdin, the Karen, a star, you have to go now to Bezdin, and we let Bezdin rip off this first star, the Koisvon Loi Shtarachem is Manrishin. And they have a right to write up a second star from this Manrishin. It means if it's a question of collecting the money and taking away the Lekuchos, that the Loiva sold property in between, from what time do you have a right to take Lekuchos? Mizman Rishin. So that's the way we paskin, that you have to do this in Bezdin, and it's not enough like Rav Yehuda says the mission of the Edom to do it, but rather we have to have Bezdin. All right, turn over. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, the Yamrilon, some say, Rav Yirmiya bar Abba, l'Rav Huna. It was a young rabbi said to Rav Huna. Ishmielai l'Rav ho'braisa. If Rav would have heard this price at the time, he would learn like this. It says clearly, Edim Mekarem Es Ashtar. Edim themselves have a right to rip up the shtar. Case of our Mishnah, the Mishapar Mikzas Choyvay. There was a shtar you owed $1,000, and he paid up $500. And what do we do now with the shtar? So the price says clearly, like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Edim themselves have a right to rip up the shtar. For Koistun Le Shtarachem Es Manrishin. And they themselves have a right to write up a new shtar. So have you heard the bay? Then he says, Rav would with Chayzer. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, ain't a loch of Rav Yehuda. That Rav says the loch is not like Rav Yehuda. See, he's saying though, but Rav Huna is saying though, but if Rav would have learned this brisa, Rav would have been Chayzer and Paskin like the brisa. Omalei said back, no, Yishno Shmielei. Rav Avada knows this brisa. And still Beloy Hodabei. Still, Rav does not retract. Rav still holds no that Edom are not strong enough to change over the shtar. You don't need Bezdin to do it. Remember this.